We're going to take a journey through the realms of Eden and go to those different places. Now, on this journey, you engage by faith. Again, Linda mentioned this morning. It's like God always, Hebrews 11, says, rewards those who come to him in faith. So what I've shared this morning hopefully will stir faith to say, yeah, I want to go to those places. I want to go to the throne of grace, the tree of life, maybe even to the judgment seat if you're willing. Don't go there if you're not willing, okay? I didn't go into the full testimony. It was pretty scary when I first went there. You know, we can use our imagination to activate a doorway into this experience. Now, you know that just by thinking about it and picturing it, it opens the door. Now, a friend of mine, Guy, he used this illustration. I was listening to him this week. He said this, it's like a starter motor of a car. Our imagination is like the starter motor. You put the key in and you turn the key and the starter motor spins the engine over. But then when the engine fires, it runs in its own steam, or petrol now, or diesel. We don't have to keep the starter motor turned because you can burn it out. So you turn the key and then you go on the journey. So you don't have to try and figure out and imagine everything. You use your imagination to open the door, then you walk in through it. And thus follow the path. And we can all follow the path. And I would encourage you to make this a daily practice so that this becomes your path, not mine. I'm sharing my path with you so you can find your own path. And then you will have your own personal experience and encounter with this. So you can then, by thought, access. So for me now, I can go to the river of life or the tree of life or the Father's garden just by thinking about it and going there. To start with, I walked a path until it became so natural to me as part of me that then I can access any part on that journey. It's accessible instantly by desire and thought now, but wasn't when I first started. So practice every day, engaging. Now, the experiences and the imagery which we experience will be unique to us. I'm not going to go in detail trying to describe everything because I'm only going to be what I'm seeing and what I've experienced. You need to find your own experiences for each of these things. Now, if you struggle, there'll be images on the screen. If it's like, oh, I can't picture that. Well, just look at the image and then picture it. You know, don't try and strive to see. If you're getting impressions or feelings or knowings, go with it. You don't have to have a full-blown Hollywood spectacular film on view to engage. If you can't see anything, believe by faith that your spirit is receiving something. And as you do it, it will begin to bring the revelation of what it did receive so that you know and you will experience it. You may wish to stay in one place on this little journey. If you want to stay there, stay there. As I move on, just ignore it and stay where you need to be. You might want to stop anywhere on that journey and just let your spirit lead. God may want to take you somewhere else. If he does, don't resist that. Just go. You know, if he wants to take you off to somewhere that I've never been, great, awesome, go for it. Allow him to lead. We're going to ask Jesus to take us on this journey. Let your spirit lead at all times and don't try and analyze it or figure it out while you're experiencing it. Because that can just stop the flow. As soon as you try and figure out, oh, what was it? Just let your spirit receive. Even if it's not cognitive, your spirit will later release the revelation to you. Okay? So we're going to just begin this. If you've never done this before, and you think, oh, how do I do it? You just start closing your eyes and thinking about it. You know, there are some pictures, like a doorway. If we're going to open the first love gate, hey, here's a door. There's here a door handle to turn to open. Because what does it say? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So if Jesus is knocking, you have to open the door. How do you do that? Just by thought, actually just say, I'm opening the door. Now, if you picture it, you can reach out. but you can think about opening a door and just open it. So I'd encourage you now is just to close your eyes. And just picture that door. Just engage your imagination to open that portal. And by faith, just reach out and just open the door, that door of first love, and just welcome the presence of God, the river of life is flowing over the threshold of that door into your spirit. Now just choose to step into the river. And we just ask you, Jesus, that you would be our guide and you would lead us on this journey into Eden, into your garden on the mountain of God. So just let Jesus take you by the hand and walk through the door. Follow the river. And as you step through that doorway, you just find yourself in the river of life, in the realm of heaven, in God's garden. Shimmering with light and life and energy. Just sense the freedom of that life. You may want to dive down, to swim in it, to go under the water, to look around and see what's around in that realm. Just encourage you to just spend some time going deeper into the Holy Spirit and the life that he carries. Just let that water flow through you. Feel its energy and its life. If you can see gems or scrolls or anything in the river and you want to take one, just reach out, place it into your heart, just eat it, whatever you feel led to do. Just let your spirit be surrounded with the life of God. Off to the right, the river flows, and in the distance there's a waterfall. And if you want to continue on the journey from here, just begin to think of that waterfall. Begin to just picture yourself standing under that waterfall, cascading down out of heaven. The eternal word of God washing all over you. It's life. Invigorating and empowering you. The sound of many waters. The sound of God's voice around you. The eternal word of God. Jesus. deep, calling out to deep. At the sound of the waterfall of God. Just begin to float up the river, up the waterfall. Just feel yourself just floating up, suspended in the water, cascading down, surrounding you, taking you deeper into the revelation of Jesus as the living Word. Just float up to the top of that waterfall. You see the river continuing. There's a pathway on the side of the river. Again, Jesus, just take each person by the hand and just walk this ancient path with us. Just sense the life, the vibrancy of that around, the vegetation, everything living and active, as we just walk on that pathway. Ahead, there's a bridge crossing the river, which goes off into the Father's garden. If you want to go into that place, you can ask Jesus to take you there. But we're going to continue along the pathway. To another waterfall. This is a much higher waterfall that takes us as we stand under it again and just float up to the top, that place with the realm of heaven. As you look forward, just begin to look ahead and see the tree of life in the midst of the river with its fruit, its leaves, some of which are floating on the river. Let your spirit draw you to the tree of life, to its fruit, and take and eat the energy and the life and the nourishment and the sustaining of the tree of life. You may feel drawn to the scrolls of the leaves. If you do, take it. Just engage the life of the tree, the pathway to eternity. you may want to stay at this place, or if you want to continue the journey, you just walk through the tree, and on the other side the river continues, and ahead there's the throne of grace. And just God sat on that throne. And Jesus, again, I just ask that you would take us to the throne. As we approach the throne, may find the Father just reaching down and lifting you up, placing you on his lap. Just rest your head on his chest. Begin to feel that safety, that security, that provision, protection. Rest. Cast all your burdens onto him. Anything that you're carrying, any anxieties, fears, worries, concerns. Just hand them all over. Let them go. Present your need to the throne of grace and rest, and allow him to release his grace, his divine enabling power to meet that need, to release mercy. Just rest. If you desire to engage your scroll, if you desire to open the scroll, then ask permission of the Father and ask Jesus, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to release that scroll to you. And ahead there is a large, almost like a cavern, that you can walk through. And as you walk in to the darkness with your scroll, you come before the flame of fire, the pillar of fire with the eyes of the Lord, his eyes of fire, and present your scroll and allow him to break its seals and allow the scroll of your life to be open. And allow the thoughts of that gold, silver, and precious stones, those times of obedience, feel the pleasure of his heart's desire for you as he reveals to you all those times where you pleased his heart, where you were faithful and obedient to fulfill that which was written on your scroll of destiny, which is now written on this scroll. Now allow the wood, hay, and stubble, the thoughts of those things where you may have done things in your own strength, for your own motives, to meet your own needs. Allow those thoughts to come to your mind. And repent. And allow the fire from his eyes to consume the wood, hay, stubble from your scroll, and just feel your heart. With his fire surrounding you, consuming it, purifying, refining it. Just stand in the midst of the fire, in the crucible. Feel your heart cleansed, purified, refined. Greater capacity on your scroll now to be filled with gold, silver, and precious stones. Now just turn your scroll over. Where is written again all the things where you had opportunities to serve the purpose of God. And those specific events there as gold, silver, and precious stones. But also every opportunity that's been missed. Every time we weren't listening, we weren't discerning. We missed opportunities to outwork our destiny are there on our scroll, wood, hay, stubble. All that he shows you, and let the desire of your heart just to repent from every regret. And allow the fire from his eyes to consume those regrets, those missed opportunities. Again, stand in the midst of the fire and allow the refining and purification of your heart. Feel how pure, cleansed, and renewed, and refreshed, and restored you are, with a greater passion and zeal and enthusiasm to know the will and purpose of God for your life every day. To discern and to know that which He's calling you, authorizing you to do each day of your life. And just begin to back out of that place. Just move out from the fire. And just stand again with the waterfall in front of you. And again, Jesus, I would just ask that you would take each person here by the hand who wishes to engage the Father's garden, and just go down that waterfall. And as you go down into the pool, you may want to go deep and swim deeper and deeper to engage that chest with those golden coins, the vast sum of the thoughts He has for you. Just receive that revelation of how He thinks about you, who you are as His sons, as His children, how wonderful those thoughts are. And as you come up out of the pool, you can just be in the Father's garden. Just rest. Embrace the Father and feel His heart of love. Just let this be a place and a journey that you choose to make on a regular basis, that you tread this path, that you find your own experiences, that you find the intimacy and going deeper into the Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father, that this becomes your pathway of relationship, your source of life. And as you practice it, you'll find that you can go to the throne of grace or the tree of life whenever you need.